Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, May 18th, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. Here's what's making headlines today. The latest on the White House's ties with Russia, a new investigator is on the case. Fear of deportation is leaving some kids hungry. And a report reveals some low-wage earners are being cheated into poverty. Our top story. The Justice Department has decided to appoint a special counsel to investigate possible coordination between President Trump's associates and Russian officials seeking to meddle in last year's election. Robert Mueller, former prosecutor who served as the FBI director from 2001 to 2013, has agreed to serve in the role. The appointment comes amid a growing Democratic outcry for someone outside the Justice Department to handle the politically charged investigation. And it follows the revelation Tuesday that fired FBI Director James Comey wrote in a memo that Trump had asked him to end an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Children born in America, regardless of their parents' immigration status, are U.S. citizens, and many are eligible for health insurance coverage and food stamps. But the Trump administration's tough talk on immigration, along with an uptick in ICE activity in so-called sanctuary cities, is keeping some kids from accessing programs. The story from Eric Galatis.
Javier Racho, who works with Hunger Free Colorado's Food Resource Hotline, says the current political climate is affecting families across the state.
People are afraid of applying. People want to opt out of the Medicaid and food stamp program due to fear that they're going to be targeted by the government. Children are missing out on food, and we're going to have kids going to bed hungry, going to school hungry.
He says undocumented immigrants who aren't eligible for assistance programs are concerned that they could face deportation if they get benefits for their eligible kids. Racho says fear is largely spread by word of mouth, and more outreach is needed to encourage parents to get kids the help they need. According to the National Immigration Law Center, so far no laws have been changed that would put parents at risk. I'm Eric Galatis.
Advocates for the nearly 50,000 people incarcerated in Illinois say they're not giving up the fight to ensure they receive good medical and dental care.
A federal judge recently ruled that long-standing problems must be addressed by improving the entire prison healthcare system. Attorney Camille Bennett with the ACLU of Illinois says until now, her group had to file individual lawsuits, and the ruling should mean shortcomings in the current system will be addressed. She says these solutions must include every facility operated by the Illinois Department of Corrections.
The quality of health care has declined to the point where people are really suffering, and it's causing needless and unconstitutional pain and suffering and sometimes needless death.
The ruling by Judge Jorge Alonso relied heavily on a 2015 report by a team of medical experts that found pervasive problems across IDOC, ranging from broken equipment and lack of basic sanitation and infection control to gross medical errors. I'm Veronica Carter reporting.
Nearly 14% of Americans live in poverty, a situation that new research suggests could be avoided for some if they weren't being cheated out of pay. The Economic Policy Institute examined reports of minimum wage theft in the 10 most populous states. And among the states, the report found each year that 2.4 million workers are being paid less than the minimum, amounting to more than $8 billion in lost wages annually. Report co-author David Cooper says nearly one in five of those workers live in poverty.
If every worker who reported being paid less than the minimum wage simply got brought up, 160,000 fewer workers would be in poverty. It's not going to be a silver bullet that changes the whole poverty landscape, but it does mean a lot more folks who are able to afford their basic needs without having to turn to public assistance programs.
The U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division is charged with investigating minimum wage violations, but Cooper notes the agency is stretched thin with nearly the same number of investigators it had almost seven decades ago. A bill to improve dangerous conditions in many of Texas's 1,200 nursing homes soon could be approved by the state legislature. More from Mark Richardson.
Senate Bill 932, designed to close loopholes in regulations and strengthen penalties for bad actors, is awaiting a House vote after being approved by the state Senate. Its sponsor, Senator Charles Schwertner, a physician from Georgetown, says studies show that 1 out of 4 Texas long-term care facilities is substandard.
It's very unfortunate that Texas has ranked the worst of the 50 states regarding the quality of nursing home care. I believe it's time to change that. We're serious about protecting our most vulnerable citizens.
A report by AARP Texas entitled Intolerable Care calls conditions in many nursing homes shamefully poor and identifies thousands of serious health and safety violations. Schwertner says the bill would require that the state's Department of Aging and Disability Services inspect each nursing facility at least once every 2 years.
A homeowner has filed suit against online realty giant Zillow, claiming the company's controversial Zestimate tool repeatedly undervalued her home, creating a tremendous roadblock to its sale. The suit, which may be the first of its kind, was filed in Cook County Circuit Court, alleging that despite Zillow's denial that Zestimates constitute appraisals, the fact that they offer market value estimates and are promoted as a tool for potential buyers to use in assessing the market value of a given property meets the definition of an appraisal under state law. The plaintiff says she's been approached about turning the matter into a class action suit, which could touch millions of owners across the country. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org. Online.